On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU track and field team is in Superior, Wisconsin last weekend. We'll head to Moorhead this weekend. Michelle Oman joining us. Took fourth in the 600 last weekend. Congratulations. You were roughly 2.5-3 seconds off the pace. Still very early in the season. Is that about where you want to be?
It's a little slower than I want to be. I started out better in December, 2 seconds about ahead of that. I'm not really worried, but that's not quite where I want to be yet.
In the 600, what's the most important part of that race? Start,
second,
middle, finish?
The middle, the second lap. It's usually where it gets me. The first lap, we all go out really fast. The second lap, we usually drop quite a bit. And then the third lap then leaves you, like, scrambling to get in. That's how I feel anyway.
Is that the easiest lap to fix, quote unquote?
No, probably the hardest. Yeah, the hardest.
Can you tell, either in your pregame stretching or pregame warm up or pre-race warm up, or can you tell right off the, you know, the gun that, all right, maybe this isn't going to be my day, or hey, I feel pretty good right now? Or
I can usually tell after the first lap in the race, like warming up. I really don't know. I always feel like I'm going to do decent, but by the first lap of the 600, I know if I'm in it or out of it, and I knew. And my legs were tingling, and I was really sprinting, struggling to keep up with the girls in front of me, so I knew it was going to be not quite where I wanted to be.
What's the warm-up like?
I run for like 10 minutes, so it's a little over a mile. Then I do all the high knees and leg kicks with my tennis shoes on, and some sprints with my tennis shoes on, and then go stretch while I put on my spikes, and then do a half mile with spikes, maybe like a 400 with spikes, and then some sprints with spikes, and that's about it.
The race is, say, at noon. What time are you going to start getting ready?
Like 11:10.
And how much, quote-unquote, dead time right before the race will you try to give yourself?
I don't like any because the anticipation, like, kills me. I hate waiting, but you usually end up having like 5 minutes that you're just standing there with nothing else to do but shaking your arms and legs and stuff. But especially if there's more than one heat, you have to like wait through all those heats, but probably only like 5 minutes of dead time.
Is it more difficult in the indoor season just because everybody is cramped into one spot? So
yeah,
like the outdoors where you can all kind of go pick your
own
little spot?
It's a lot harder, yeah. You can't run a whole lap on the track. You have to like run to the, I don't know, the next straightaway and turn around and run back. So basically we just run like half circles and you're dodging everybody else that's doing the same thing, and you can't really run in the infield because that's all where all the field events are.
Now watch out for the shot put.
It's a lot harder to warm up, definitely.
This weekend in Concordia, are you going to run any extra events?
I think we've talked about doing a DMR, and I think I would maybe run the 400 in that, but I don't know if that's for sure. And I might go up to the 800 instead of the 600. I have to decide here, like, tomorrow, but I don't know.
If you're not where you want to be in the 600, is going to the 800 a good thing or a bad thing?
It could be either. I kind of want to run the 6 one more time, just do them all in a row, and like while I'm still on the 600 thing, but I don't know. During outdoor, I just all of a sudden tried the 800 one day and had the best race I've ever run in the 8, so it could go either way, but I might just give it a try.
How much difference is there from one indoor track to the next?
There actually could be a lot, just like the surfaces. Like in Superior, the surface was a little more slippery, and it was harder to sprint, and I know a lot of the girls in our team didn't exactly love it, but yeah, basically just the surface of the track could totally throw you off.
Can the banking and the corners be different?
They can be a little bit tighter. I can't think of any specific track that we go to that's a lot worse as far as the corners go, but
you guys practice obviously in the rec. They just redid that floor.
Yeah,
is it pretty forgiving on your knees and your ankles?
It's not bad, yeah. We like our track quite a bit compared to other places that we go.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.